With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While England's Brian Aldiss is best known for his science fiction, he also writes non-science fiction. Athenaeum has published his latest book of short stories, Seasons in Flight. One of the stories is set on the mythical planet of Heliconia, which Aldiss created for a trilogy of books. But the other stories in the collection have the quality of folk tales and all take place in faraway, mysterious, or primitive lands. Aldiss says the stories occur in places he has visited, from Sumatra to Czechoslovakia.
I'm a kind of spiritual exile. I know that sounds rather pretentious, but that's the way I'm constructed. There were various breakages in my life as a child, breakage of continuity in life. These, I think, were accentuated by the fact that I went out to the Far East at the age of 17.
When he was in the military in 1943.
When eventually I went back to England, then I was in exile. The war was over, new things were starting. I had left practically as a child. I couldn't even remember what the coinage was about.
Readjusting to his native England wasn't all that easy for Brian Aldiss.
Well, I passed for a native, but I wasn't really.
And he's never lost that feeling, which he says makes it easier for him to write about distant or imagined worlds, such as his planet Heliconia, which figures in a trilogy, Heliconia Spring, Summer, and Winter. How does he feel now that the trilogy is completed?
I'm sure that it actually is behind me mentally. I left that planet with great regret. I loved being on Heliconia. I've still not quite got away from it.
Brian Aldiss, whose latest book is Seasons in Flight. His history of science fiction, The Billion Year Spree, is to be republished in an updated edition. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After English writer Brian Aldiss finished work on a trilogy about the fictional planet Heliconia, he began revising an earlier work, his history of science fiction, called The Billion Year Spree. When he was finished, Aldiss discovered that he had 890 manuscript pages.
More than I'd meant to write, you might say. But if you look at it this way, for good or worse, almost half the science fiction ever published has been published since 1970.
You heard right. Almost half of all the science fiction ever published has come out since 1970.
Science fiction has become diluted. There's more fantasy. But this seems to be because it was always difficult to write good science fiction. You had to be disciplined. And it's easier to write fantasy.
Brian Aldiss says that with any kind of commercial writing, most of it is rubbish, and science fiction is no exception, which is why science fiction, if reviewed at all, is frequently panned by the critics.
Literary critics in your country, just as in England, have a kind of unwritten maxim that says whatever is good cannot be popular, and whatever is popular cannot be good. They'll never like science fiction.
Brian Aldiss says the science fiction genre has the stamp of America on it.
It's an interesting case of America taking something that originated elsewhere and making it indigenous. I think by the end of this century, you'll see that science fiction is almost entirely a United States product.
In fact,
it's American as apple pie, which you know originated in England too.
Brian Aldiss, author of the Heliconia trilogy, a new book of short stories published by Athenaeum called Seasons in Flight, and of an upcoming revised edition of a history of science fiction, The Billion Year Spree. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.